All right. And we're back. A cacophony of purring. I wonder what that sounds like. So I'm going through a rough spot. Pretty sure the ego is trying to wrestle control again. What, I'm the driver of the whatever. Driver of the train. It thinks it's in charge, but it's no longer in charge. So it's trying to gain control back. That's what that is. That's what you've been feeling, I think. For a few months there, doing really well. Motivated. Upbeat. Fun. Happy. Why would you be fighting so hard to drive just to be unhappy? It doesn't make sense. Because if I was to give in to whatever that is, I would just be going back to depression and anger and insecurity. And why? Why would I want to do that? It makes no sense whatsoever. So why is whoever's trying to drive so eager that they'd be willing to jump right back into all that bullshit? It doesn't make sense. Like, I'm trying to think of a way to... I'm really trying to think of a way to justify doing that. Even when trying to make up something, I can't think of anything. So yeah. Why would I want to go back to that? Because you're starting to go back to that. Starting to feel how it used to be, hopeless. You'll never change, blah, blah, blah. But I've seen I can. So there's no going back. You have to suck shit up and just get it done. That's how you've been sneakily trying to steal it back. My ego. It was able to take that momentum I had of not feeling depressed and being happy and getting things done like you knew you could always do. I thought I had won, but the little nagger, the little ego telling you I'm the boss, sneaky and steered me right back to it. But I've seen the other side. I know what I'm capable of. So I can't allow us to go back. Not gonna happen. So you're going to get up, finish writing that description of whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Finish that. And then you can relax and try to think about this. I gotta write that. I have a feeling similar feeling to that last experience, so except compounded by being really tired. It adds a different element to it. The sleepiness of a lot easier to let ideas go and not hold on to them so hard. Adding the tiredness factor. So if I ever want this to relate, I'm gonna have to start settling on a certain language so that when I am in one of these states, I can use a common language so everything, depending on what's contributing to it being tired, like I was saying, a universal language of what I'm trying to describe. It's not easy to describe, so. I'm gonna stick with the train analogy. I have to go with train. Because there's tracks, there's trains, and then there's the back of the train where you have all kinds of things you can do. That's where the building blocks of who you are is getting worked on. Gotta get you a trusted conductor. Okay. We haven't figured this out yet. I was gonna go with the trains, but trains aren't very maneuverable. You can't make quick decisions and switch tracks that quick. So yeah, we'll go with an RV. Kind of a train on land, where you need to be able to actually drive something, maneuver, etc. RB on roads. We're all on different roads. It all has the same destination, but our own road getting there. And we get to choose how we get there and which roads we're on at any given time. And just because your road goes one way and another goes another way doesn't mean they're going the wrong way or you're going the wrong way. You're going the way you're supposed to be going. I know you're trying to be super simple because you're tired, so. But I don't know. I really like the tracks metaphor, though, so. That's a toughie. Anyway, you need a good driver to drive the, let's go, yeah, RV for now. Good driver that can drive the RV and allow the real you to go on the back and work on yourself. So, this is the process of installing a great driver. I mean, I've made the train cars metaphor before. I'll have to listen back to that because I don't really want to get caught up in trying to remember that concept when I already have it fleshed out somewhere else. So why waste the energy? So yeah, you're going to have to start listening to these. I know you keep stalling on it, but yeah, you're going to have to listen. Oh, man. posted a link again, and I don't know why I want it to get listened to. I don't want someone. I want a dialogue about it, I guess. What's one person to engage in a dialogue with me on that sound file? I think that's what I've been most disappointed about. Been sort of nudging people into it and being like, hey, look at this. Just for someone to comment on it, to talk about it. But no one has. I think that's, yeah, that feels right. I think that's why you've been depressed. Or why you've in this funk. I mean, why your momentum has stopped. Is you need a dialogue, so you need to be pushy about it. So go ahead and post shameless multiple postings of my recorded experience. And why does it just have to be on Reddit? Just because you learned the most on Reddit so far, you don't owe Reddit that. You can go anywhere. Finish writing that experience, post it as the blog, then go to YouTube, find similar videos describing similar experiences, and then post a link there. I know you're thinking about posting this, but this isn't for anyone else to hear. This is for you. This is your information. Okay. That's another thing you might be doing, is you might be trying to get out of analyzing this because you're finding it really difficult. It's not like you're trying to pawn it off on someone else, but you want someone else to help you figure it out. There's nothing wrong with that. So pushing a dialogue is okay. Someone to talk about. Someone tell me, nah, you're crazy. This happens when this happens. Okay. But do I want that? Do I just want someone to tell me what's going on and I'll be like, oh, okay. No, you wouldn't do that anyway. But it can't hurt to get some new perspectives. See, back to perspectives, your main thesis. Collecting perspectives, you can't get choosy about where the perspectives come from. I mean, you can take a perspective, apply it, and move on quickly, or you can spend a lot of time really analyzing a perspective. It's up to you, but every perspective is good. Remember that. Every perspective is good. Yeah, I guess my to-do list after stopping this is, I know you're probably gonna post it. I get it. Fucker. Anyway. Excuse me. I don't remember what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, what you're gonna do when you're done recording this, and then you are an argument with yourself about if you're gonna post this or not. So, I guess we'll post it. Yeah, I'm gonna go finish writing up that little mini analysis of what happened last time. And then post it on your blog and link it to the audio. And then on the audio description, link it back to the blog. And then you should probably go to sleep because you got work tonight. So after you post that, and then post it in at least one YouTube video comment section. How about that? Do that, and then you can lay in bed and contemplate some shit. Okay. Making deals with myself all the time. That's where I get this infinite driver theory of every you that's ever been. You're experiencing every you that's ever been while being every you you've ever been. If that makes sense. Of course it doesn't. Hey guys, behave. But yeah. And this gives you access to all of them who have experienced everything you ever could possibly experience. And you need to cultivate which drivers you allow in the seat. What are you looking at, cat? Is there a spider? Dude, you can't be looking at my crotchal area like that. Like there's a spider or something. God damn it. Fucking cat. Anyway. I guess listen to the one where I talk about trains and shit. So, back in the podcast dealy. Alright. Go write that up. Do what I said. You know what he said. And then link it. Bo bink it. Banana fana fo fink it. And then post this recording, because driver dude says that, wannabe driver dude, honestly, says that I should, so fuck it. I tried fighting whatever this experience is I'm having, and it got me in a funk really quick, so I need to stop trying to fight it and go with it. And what it's telling me to do is write up that whatever review or reflection, and then link all of it up, and then post this and call it who the fuck knows what. Call it the continued part of to be continued, because it's sort of like I'm in that same kind of state of mind. I had that really intense experience. Like that really intense experience, I broke through to where I am now. And now this experience is taking place in that same time frame, just a little later. And it was something in me wanting to fight whatever this weird experience is, because I know it's not a common experience, and I don't want to be judged as crazy, because I know I'm not crazy. And I also know enough that this experience is unique, and it's something that I didn't think I'd ever experience. So it's, and the scientist in me really wants to study it and figure it out, and that's okay. The Mythbusters taught me everything I need to know. So I tried to shut it down, got into a pretty bad funk for a little bit there, a couple days, and that's what happens when you suppress it. Does that make sense? Sorry, leave you hanging. I'm having a pretty intense debate internally right now. On the correct course of action. Do I believe, because I don't want to delude myself. I think that's what I felt like I was starting to lie to myself or to talk myself into something without not acknowledging the actual truth. So I think that's why I'm pausing now, because I want to make sure I'm not doing that. Yes, this is a unique experience. I do not think I am crazy. I'm not having a psychotic break. And I can say that with confidence. But can I say it with confidence? I have to ask myself that, as scary as that question is. Yes. I mean, you are talking to your fucking phone. When I look at it from the outside, laying on the bed with your feet up, like a 80s TV show schoolgirl on a phone. You cute bitch. But no, I don't think I'm having a psychotic break, honestly. I'm high. I think that's what I've been refusing to admit to myself. I don't know, because I took like a 5-second drag on a concentrate, THC. I mean, we're not even talking like shrooms or LSD, DMT, any of that shit, but I feel like this is a strange out-of-body psychedelic type experience that I'm having. On a vape pen, a 5-second pull on a vape pen. I mean, what am I complaining about? That shit lasts forever, so. And here I am, so. Lightweight I am. Anyway, I can tell this is a unique, I guess the only term I have is from psychedelic, from reading how other people had experiences that's similar to what I'm feeling now. So, and I have heard of THC having this kind of effect, and I think these pens I have are like 98% THC, so I mean, I bet that has a lot to do with it. I don't really know the terminology, but because I am fairly new to this, I'm legal weed all the way, so I never gave myself the chance. I don't know why. I mean, now that I think about it, it's kind of ridiculous, but I didn't want to do illegal shit, so I guess that was me rebelling against my childhood. If I had me being the rebel as being clean. Well, that's kind of funny if you know my childhood. But, excuse me, Gray. Excuse me, Gray. Are you serious right now? Gonna lay on it? Fine. Anyway. I don't think I'm having a psychotic break. I think I am having a quote-unquote psychedelic experience. An out-of-body communicating with myself on another level that I didn't know about experience. So, when I tried to deny me stepping outside of myself and seeing my life from a whole new different perspective, when I tried to not do that, I got really depressed really fast. And I think that's a sign that I should keep pursuing it. And that is the honest, no bullshit, all the versions of me in the driver's seat at any given time all agree on a consensus that I should still explore this somehow. I still don't know how. I mean, I want to do some kind of study, but I don't know how. And I don't want it to be boring. Maybe I can take what I learn and turn it into a story or something. I don't know. But I think it's important to explore further. And you need to get a good foundation under yourself so that you can give yourself time to pursue this. So, that's what you gotta do. Is that why you thought this was important? Because I kind of remember most of what I just said these last 26 minutes. So yeah, that's why I think whoever... Yeah, refer to them in second person and separate people like that, it's what makes me feel a little crazy, but... In past lives and infinite different views and on a quantum level. Scientifically, it's grounded. And that's why I don't think I'm having a mental break. Because scientifically, it's sound. So. That's why I feel confident that referring to other versions of my personality that are talking and fighting it out isn't a mental break, because it scientifically it's supported by quantum mechanics. And if that's what I need to tell myself to if that's what I need to tell myself to get along, then that's what I need to tell myself. Because right now I can't tell if I'm just lying to myself or I'm actually telling the truth. So, but right now it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you feel compelled to explore this further. So, you need to do that. Safely and soundly, make sure your foundation is strong before you allow yourself to go. So, make sure you're driving straight with a good driver in charge before you go back in the RV and put together a puzzle or something. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. But, so all the different ideas you have are all geared towards exploring this. You're going to find an artistic way to convey whatever you are experiencing now. So you need to continue to build skills so that you can tell that story when it's time. You need to continue to explore. That means you have to have a good foundation in order to allow yourself to do that. Pragmatically, you just gotta get your bullshit together. So, I think part of that is getting a dialogue of some sort with somebody about what the fuck it is you're going through. Because you know you're not crazy, so you'd really like someone else's perspective on this. So, I think the best way to do that is to keep posting these and quit fucking worrying about who hears it. Because if the universe works the way you think it does now, the person that needs to find it and read it or hear it or do whatever will do it when they need to do it. So, quit forcing it, but you do need to make an effort to get it out there. So that's the balance you gotta find. And that balance is writing a little reflection on that first intense experience. Link it to the podcast. Alter the podcast, link it to the blog post. And maybe even after that, put a PS. Another long-winded bullshit. another long-winded where a dude talks to himself for a long time. Recording, but probably a lot of good information in there if you want to sift through it. Blah, 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 blah. So a while ago, I came up with a title for this. But I do not remember what that was. Do you remember, Gray? Yeah. I don't think you were in here at the time. Yeah, so. I don't remember what I was going to title it. It was something long. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Really? Do you have to lay directly on the phone? I think there's a microphone right there. Can they hear you? Are you purring? I wonder if they can hear the purring. They. Like anyone's gonna. Don't talk shit. See, this is what I'm talking about when I have. It's like different aspects of my personality are allowing. Are both using. Or I'm seeing them all from an outside perspective for a change. Instead of being them in the moment, I'm observing them. From like a central point, and it's kind of weird, but kind of cool. And then when I'm doing these recordings, I just talk, and many different aspects of who I am are allowed to talk in turn. Instead of me being them, I'm allowing them to talk to me, whoever I am at my center. And since I'm talking out loud to a recording device, they get to hear different aspects of my personality. It's kind of a weird concept. It makes me nervous to listen back to these, though, because I don't know, it's weird. What are you afraid of that you'll hear? Something weird? Something you don't believe? Something you can't just be like, oh, you were high at the time, so. Yeah, that wasn't real. And then get back in that little funk you were in. Yeah. You gotta start listening to these like you said in the beginning. So, yeah. One of these days, you gotta listen to this and just have. Just start playing in the background and just have, like, real time notes going where you can type it out while you listen back to yourself. It sounds weird and it sounds silly, but. And it sounds egotistical. But honestly, it's the least egotistical thing you've done. Because you're actually letting your ego go. And allowing multiple drivers at the same time. Which before, you had a death grip on it, and you knew where you were going, blah, blah, blah. You're not going to ask for, you see, blah, 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 blah. You're not going to ask for directions, because you know where the fuck you're going. And it's good. No, I'm not trying to get fucking on you. I'm just saying, you recognized it, you've let go of the wheel, and this is good. So the more, like I was saying, the more you switch drivers, the better off each driver is going to be. Because they all have a really fresh perspective. Rather than someone who's been driving it for 50 years and doesn't know what the hell's going on anymore in the real world. So yeah. A lot of pauses, a lot of thinking, a lot of arguing, and a lot of just, you gotta accept it. You were happy for the first time, like truly happy. No insecurities, no nothing. You were so happy.
with all the new experiences and all the new things you've been learning. And you're gonna let that go because society or whoever is telling you that this is weird and unnatural and this just isn't how things are. When you're learning that nothing is how it thought, nothing was how you thought it was, you know? That was hard to say. So you gotta let it go. I know it's scary. Letting go of a reality you thought was the real reality, but this is weird. Okay, you're having a scary moment because you have just had a realization and you don't want to lose your train of thought, because I think it's important that you figure it out. You're at a crossroads. You're between... Okay, you're not at a crossroads. You're at a fork. And this be to the left. You have admitting that this is all just in your head. You're not experiencing this out-of-body viewpoint of yourself. And you were right all along. And that none of that's happening. And you go back to being depressed and sad and not knowing how to fucking fix yourself. Or you can go down this other path that, yes, it's a little weird. And yes, it's kind of strange to admit that you are experiencing yourself on a new level that you've never been at. And it's so alien to you and so weird that you're denying it so hard that it goes against everything you believe. Which would you rather do? Sad and depressed? Breakthroughs and happiness and joy? It's kind of a no fucking brainer. So, I don't think I've let go completely yet, but the direction I should go is obvious, and I am going slowly now in that direction. And once I can ditch fucking dickhole here who thinks I'm crazy and wants to be depressed, well, once I get rid of that guy, or at least have him come around to my way of thinking, and just let me drive for a little bit. He's been driving for fucking 36 years, and he's done a phenomenal job considering. On the childhood bullshit, a lot of things could have gone wrong. You made a lot of mistakes, but you also did a lot of things right. And you're way better off than a lot of people might have been in your same situation. But you can't judge other people based on that, because this is my situation and I'm not them. So, but I had to say that just to put it into perspective for, you know, grumpy driver here. It's just when you've seen shit for most of your life and then shit starts to look good, it's hard to trust. It was that Hobo Johnson song where he's talking about peace is so unsettling because you're not used to it. And now that I have a family and a good job and a good house, and even though she's the breadwinner sugar mama, it doesn't bother me at all. And I do feel bad about my contributions sometimes, but I know percentage-wise, I'm giving 100%, and she is too, so that's, we're on the same level there. So even though society tells me I need to be the provider and I need to be making the money, and if I'm not, I should be feeling bad about myself, blah, 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 I know that's all bullshit. Get that, grumpy driver? It's bullshit.
So why are you trying to hold on to that kind of bullshit? Just let it go. Explore this new avenue. New things are fucking... So much shit is possible now. If you would just let it go. So much is possible. You could do anything you wanted. If you would just take everything you've been learning, the four agreements, Ram Dass, what is that? The German guy, Eckhart Tolle. All of that shit means this, it's all, they're all experiencing this exact same experience I'm experiencing. They all got there on their own different ways. They all have different words for the same shit. But this is that. It's real. It's documented. It's been described millions, trillions of times in 100 trillion different ways. This is that same shit right here. So let go. Let go of the driving spot. Let go of the depression. You denying all of this is what's caused that depression. You didn't know what this was. You have a much better understanding of what this is now. Because you're older. You've gone through shit. But it's always been there. And the more you fought against it. Because you were worried about what it would mean if you gave into it. Is where that depression came from. That was the core of the depression. It's like, it's really strange. Like I can feel my brain. And I can almost feel like I'm digging through my memories and cortex and all that. And finding those little pockets of depression. And I'm just plucking them out. Like I'm like, oh, okay, here's one. Boop. Don't need that anymore. Now that we have all agreed to be on the same path, so. And it's clear right now. I may not be as clear later. That's why I need to listen back to these. This is why you need to listen back to these. Because this is important shit. And yes, you want that dialogue. That dialogue can be with you. Could be with yourself. Maybe other people aren't ready to hear it and give their opinion. Because you may not be ready to hear it. So, go ahead. And you can satisfy that little part of you that needs to post some shit. With what we already agreed on. Because we already agreed on you can write out the post. And do the whole connection thing. And post this one. That you're talking right now. Yeah, so when old Vaney gets to drive, this is what we get to post. Because even though we give him shit, we tell old Vaney that he's being vain. Although we give him shit, he's right. It is important to know your value and believe in it and show it off a little. It's 100% honest. If it was just about me and my learning, and I mean, I do want someone to hear it and validate me, even though I don't need validation from anyone. I know I'm having this argument with myself. I still know that we call him the vain. We call whatever my personality, that part is the vain one. But it's necessary. You gotta put yourself out there. You gotta start a dialogue. You gotta have other people and perspectives to talk about. So you do have to put yourself out there, and Vainy is the one that gets to do that. So that's what I mean. I gotta start allowing all the infinite me's, all my drivers. I gotta allow the right one into, that was weird. Gotta allow the right one into the driver's seat at the proper time.
so that their skills are best matched to every situation. That's what being in the moment is. The more I practice being in the moment, the more time seems so slow that I can easily and quickly pick the perfect aspect of my personality to handle that, whatever is happening in any given situation. And right now, I know whoever was driving, he was trying to protect me. Whoever had a death grip on the handle and wouldn't let it go into any direction he didn't think was safe. I appreciate you trying to take care of us, but we got it. We're good now. We can switch out drivers much faster. And we can get a better handle on each and every situation. So quit fighting it, because it puts you in a funk. And do all that shit you said you were going to do. Meditation, yoga for the health, meditation for your mind, so that you can practice being in a moment and getting back to this moment here, where you're able to confer and speak with every infinite you that ever was, who can give you advice on what to do in any given situation, because there is a you that has expertly handled every single situation that ever could have happened, ever. So, if you allow yourself to tap into that by believing that that is a possibility, even though things you've read on quantum physics and quantum mechanics and how energy works, that it is 100% possible that that's what's happening, then quit fighting it. Explore it. But keep your foundation strong. And I finally feel like it. I can do that. I can trust myself to be like, yep, foundation strong. You may now go explore. Instead of being like, oh, I want to explore now with no foundation and crumbling like I have been. See, anytime I started something and I didn't succeed the very first time, instead of going back and trying again and you know, keep going and refining, I would quit. I would do that on a lot of things. Even though I have that same work ethic and drive in other parts of my life, where I don't quit, I just keep going. I just needed to see that I can apply that to everything I can do. And that, why can't that be me conferring with every past life I've ever had, all the infinite instances of me? Why can't I cherry pick which one for each situation, because they handled it the best? They're the best ones to handle whatever that situation is. I think that's an awesome concept and a really cool idea, that even if it isn't true, the way I would test it and the way I would try to see if it's true is 100% beneficial. There's nothing bad about wanting to be the best you and trying to figure that out. And if figuring that out means next level type thinking, then why can't you be capable of that as well? So yeah, you need to sleep, you need to write your thing, let Vaney do what he needs to do, and then get this shit posted. You still don't remember what you said you were gonna call it, so we'll call it Remy. What should I call it? Come here. What should I call it? Do you know what I should call it? What does that mean? What is... Meow. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck to call it. We'll call it Glasses Kitty Blanket. Because that's what I see in front of me. And that's me being in the moment. Glasses Kitty Blanket.